Blackstone Audio presents Three Hearts and Three Lions by Poole Anderson. To Robert and Karen Hertz. Note: after so much time has passed, I feel obliged to write this down. Holger and I first met more than 20 years ago. It was in another generation, another age. The bright lads whom I am training these days are friendly and all that, but we don't think the same language, and there's no use pretending otherwise. I have no idea whether they will be able to accept a yarn like this. They are a more sober lot than my friends and I were. They seem to get less fun out of life. On the other hand, they have grown up with the incredible. Look at any scientific journal, any newspaper, out of any window, and ask yourself if outlandishness has not become the ordinary way of the world. Holger's tale does not seem altogether impossible to me. Not that I claim it's true. I have no proof one way or the other. My hope is just that it shall not quite be lost. Assume for argument's sake that what I heard was fact. Then there are implications for our own future, and we'll have use for the knowledge. Assume, what is of course far more sensible, that I record only a dream, or a very tall story. Then I still think it's worth preserving for its own sake. This much is certainly true. Holger Carlson came to work for the engineering outfit that employed me in the fall of that remote year, 1938. During the months which followed, I got to know him quite well. He was a Dane, and like most young Scandinavians, had a powerful hankering to see the world. As a boy, he had traveled by foot or bicycle across most of Europe. Later, full of his countrymen's traditional admiration.